message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Simply mean supernatural protection and preservation. Divine covering simply means supernatural protection and preservation. And tonight we'll be looking at major things that brings about this divine covering, because it is revelation that propels preservation. If you want to enjoy preservation, then you must know what it takes to be preserved. And I say this in the name of Jesus, you and your children shall be preserved. Amen. You and your family members shall be preserved. Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen? Quickly tonight, beloved, why do I need divine covering? Why do I need the covering of the Almighty God? Why do I need His hand to cover me? Number one, you cannot protect yourself. Number one reason why you need the covering of God is that no man can protect himself. In Romans chapter 9 verse 16, Romans 9:16, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not about horses. It's not about barbed wire. It's not about horses. It's not about barbed wire. It's about the preservation of God. It's not about having dogs in the house. Some people pride in having dogs. I have so many dogs. Or some people have pride in their security men. My security man is from Kansas. They use double barrel gun. I once had a friend, not too close friend, but I call him a friend, a doctor, who was shot at his gate. He had security man, he had barbed wire, everything. They stopped him at the gate, wanted to collect the car from him. There was a little squabble and they shot him and he died on the spot. So it's not about having security. It's about divine security. Someone say divine security. It's about divine security. It's superior to every other security. Number two, why do I need divine covering? You need divine covering because you are a sheep amongst wolves. You need divine covering because you are a sheep amongst wolves. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. God sent us forth as sheep among wolves. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So that's why I'm not so surprised when some people misbehave sometimes. Because God said, you are a sheep, but many of the people around you are wolves. So don't be surprised when you see the way some people misbehave around you, because God has already told you that you are a sheep in the midst of many wolves. But I say this in the name of Jesus, wolves will not be able to consume you. I said the wolves of life will not be able to consume you. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. The wolves around you will be exposed in the name of Jesus. I said the wolves around you will be exposed in the name of Jesus. Number three, why you need divine covering is that the wickedness of the devil has multiplied now because of the end time. Revelation chapter 12 verse 12. You need the covering, the protection of God, because the wickedness of the wicked has multiplied. Therefore rejoice, ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. The devil knows that he has little time left before the returning of our Savior Jesus Christ, the blessed one that we have been waiting for. And he knows that he has to multiply his wickedness on time. How many of you know that when a thief enters a house and he knows that the owner of the house will soon come, he will multiply what he's packing very fast. He will look for sack and pack it sharp, sharp, rush, rush, and disappear. Whatever the wicked have stolen in your life shall be restored today in the name of Jesus. It shall be restored today in the name of Jesus. So, those, amongst other things, are three reasons why you need the security of God. Why you need the divine covering of God. We are in a wicked world. We are in a world where if they have the chance, they will kill you. If they had the chance, they will destroy you. If they had the chance, they will poison you. If they had the chance, they will strike you down. But those who are wishing to mark you down, God will exterminate them today in the name of Jesus. I say, God will exterminate them today in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, ways to divine covering by the hand of God. What are the ways that I can enjoy divine covering by the hand of God? Number one is access to divine presence. Access to divine presence. The presence of God is the preserver of life. And the more of God's presence you carry, the more preserved your life and destiny is. In Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22, the children of Israel were preserved because of the hand of God upon their life. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. Verse 22. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. He preserved them. He protected them. Throughout the journey, he was the one keeping them. And as a result of that, in Psalm 105, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. So he was the one covering them throughout the journey. He was the one safeguarding them throughout the journey. Why? Because they had access to his presence. In Psalm 23, verse 4, the Bible says, yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Why will I not fear evil? Because God is with me. Why will I not fear? The reason is because God is with me. As from today, God will be with you in the name of Jesus. Though I'm surrounded by evil, I cannot fear that evil. The reason is because I know in whom I believe. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All the days of your life, you enjoy divine covering in Jesus' name. I say all the days of your life, you enjoy divine covering in Jesus' name. You can't carry God's presence and be molested, arrested, harassed, or destroyed. You can't carry God's presence and then they are molesting you, they are harassing you. No. Anywhere God's presence is, there's security. Anywhere God's presence is, there's protection, there's preservation. And there's somebody here today, all the days of your life, you will enjoy that protection in Jesus' name. How do you carry his presence? That's 1A. How do you carry his presence? Number one, praise and worship him always. If you want to carry God's presence, don't just be looking like Luke Ozet when they are worshiping God. When they are dancing, don't stand like a statue. Worship him. Dance before him. Worship him. Dance before him. Worship him. And then you will be a carrier of his presence. You will be a carrier of his presence. Anytime you have an opportunity to dance before God, utilize the opportunity. Anytime you have an opportunity to worship God, utilize that opportunity. Utilize that opportunity. Utilize that opportunity. Utilize that opportunity. Number two, how to access or carry his presence is purge yourself of all sins and impurities. Purge yourself of all sins and impurities. If you want to carry God's presence, then run away from impurities. Run away from impurities. You see, one thing that sin does is that sin is a factor for the ruining of a person. When you see somebody who is always playing with sin, the person is about to be ruined. Ezekiel 18 verse 30. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 30. The Bible says, therefore, I will judge you, O Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord. Repent. Somebody say repent. And turn yourself from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. That is, stop that thing that will make you lose my presence, so that that sin will not ruin your life. When we tell people stop going into sin, stop going into evil, it's because the end product of that sin is that it will ruin the life of that person. Stop lying. Stop cheating. Stop stealing. Stop misbehaving. The end product is that it will ruin the life of that person. But your life will never be ruined in Jesus' name. Even as you obey him in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you see somebody pursuing you with sin, the person is pursuing you to ruin your life. To add you to the list of those whose life are ruined. And today, I see somebody taking a new turn in the name of Jesus. Number three, how to carry God's presence. presence is to pray often. Pray often. If you want to carry God's presence, pray often. That's 1C now. Pray often. James 5, 17 and 18. James 5, 17 and 18. A man like you and I, Elijah. Elijah was a man subject to life passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6. He was a man in charge. He was a man of prayer. Always praying. Always praying. Always praying. Always praying. I was telling the workers on Sunday about a servant of God, Smith Wigglesworth, who said, I pray for 20 minutes per time, but I pray every 20 minutes. That is, there is only 20 minutes gap between my prayers. If I finish the first 20 minutes now, there's only 20 minutes. I go into prayers again. He prays only, he said, I pray every 20 minutes. It is not permitted for me to not pray after another 20 minutes. My prayers is always only for 20 minutes. But after that 20 minutes, I will pause for 20 minutes and then continue again. So calculate how many 20 minutes it is in a whole day. A man of prayer. A man of consistent, continuous prayer. Every 20 minutes is into prayer. God is taking somebody there in the name of Jesus. I say God is taking you to that level in the name of Jesus. Whereby prayer becomes something that you love with passion. Something you do with ease. When you are not yet prayed, when you have not yet communed with God, you begin to feel somehow. Because you want to be a carrier of God's presence. May you be a carrier of God's presence today. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Number 1D. How to access God's presence is to spend a lot of time in His presence. Spend time with God. Just spend time. You and God alone. Just spend time with God. I've often said it. If you are busy during the day, spend time with God during the night. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. So, that's just point number one. That we are on now. On ways to divine covering. Point number one is access to divine presence. And I give us additional 4 points under that. Now, before I move on. Examples of those who secure divine covering. Examples of those who secured divine covering. Number one is a man called Moses in Exodus 34, verse 30 to 35. He was a man of divine covering to the extent that when he came down from the mountain, they could not look at his eyes. The Bible says, and when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, why now? I'm not done yet. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. When they saw Moses, after he spent time with God, his skin was shining, his eyes was glistening. Go on. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation, and returned unto them, and Moses talked with them. They could not come near him. He was a man that carried God's presence. He spent quality time with God. And as a result of that, he enjoyed divine covering. In Numbers chapter 11, his sister, Miriam, tried to attack him. Numbers chapter 11, and she got leprosy for it. He enjoyed the preservation of the Almighty to any extent and to any level you can think about. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram in Numbers chapter 16 attacked him. The land opened and swallowed them up. Today, the land will open up and swallow your enemies. Those who are walking against you, the land will swallow them up in the name of Jesus. You guys are not even care. You are not even afraid. You speak against my servant. You walk against him. He said, now. The land just opened on its own and swallowed them up. That is how the land will open and swallow those who are against your destiny. Amen. Can I hear you say a big amen? Amen? Those who carry divine presence, you can't mess up with them. Once you mess up with them, the person might not live to tell the story. They are heavily defended by God. They are heavily defended by God. God can kill because of them. Because of the presence of God that they carry. Miriam was just talking nonsense. God said, you don't even have shame at all. You don't even have fear at all. Somebody I talk to one-on-one. And then he said, yeah, enjoy this leprosy for some time. If not for the mercy of God, you would have died a leper. Number second person, number two person that enjoyed divine covering is a man called David. David was a man that enjoyed the protection of God. He fought battles almost all through his life. But he never lost any battle because of divine covering. And I can prove that to you in Numbers 27, verse 4 to 6. Numbers 27, from verse 4 to 6. David was heavily protected. Say, why should the name of our father... Sorry, did I say Numbers? Psalms 27. Beg your pardon. Psalms 27, verse 4 to 6. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in the temple. Say, that is my desire every day. I want to stay in God's presence every day. I just want to be, I want to camp around God. Now, go on. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. That will be your testimony. In the time of trouble, God will hide you in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Go to 6. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will always be joyful in his house because I know he's protecting me. I will always be happy in his house because I know he's always preserving me. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name, for the Lord is good. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name, for the Lord. He was a man that enjoyed so much preservation. The lion came, he conquered the lion. The bear came, he conquered the bear. The bear. Goliath came, he conquered Goliath. Because of divine covering. Someone say divine covering. The lion came, he slaughtered the lion. The bear came, he slaughtered the bear. Goliath came, he took his head like this in his hand. Saul came as an enemy against David. David only speared him. You know the story very well. He had the opportunity to kill him. He only left him because he believed he was also an anointed man. When Saul was his enemy, throwing javelins at him, trying to kill him. He would have killed Saul for cheap. Amalekite came against him. He wasted them. All the nations that came against David, they didn't live to tell a good story. Why? Because he was a man that enjoyed divine covering. Today you will enjoy divine covering. The Philistines came against him. He killed them. He wasted them. Midianites came against him. He wasted them. And the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29 verse 28 that David died in a good old age. He didn't die prematurely. David didn't die in his 30s. He didn't die in his 40s. He didn't die in his 50s. He didn't die in his 60s. He died in a good old age. He was a man that died in his good old age. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 28. And he died in a good old age. Full of days. Someone say full of days. I can't hear your amen. Someone say full of days. I can't hear you say full of days. And riches. And honor. Those are all the things that will be coming to your life today. He died full of age. He died full of age. And he died with riches. He died also in honor. And he also had a son to reign after him. This kind of testimony shall be multiplied in your life. I said this kind of testimony shall be multiplied in your life. Did I hear you say a good amen? Amen? He died full of age. He died at a good time. You will not die a wasted death. You will not die a shameful death. So, number one factor to enjoy the preservation of the Almighty is divine covering. Is divine covering. Is divine covering. And I've taken time to explain many of those that enjoy this divine covering. Number two way or factor to enjoy divine covering is kingdom stewardship. Somebody say kingdom stewardship. Somebody say kingdom stewardship. I can't hear you. Somebody say it loud and clear. Kingdom stewardship. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, Malachi 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him." Now, leave this verse there for like 10 seconds. "And they shall be mine." I want to break the verse down now. "Saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them from trouble. I will spare them from kidnapping and assassination. I will spare them from dying under Okada. I will spare them and ensure that their plane does not crash. As a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Everyone that serves God and serves him faithfully is always spared. In Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26, Exodus 23, 25 and 26, "And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water. He will take away sickness away from the midst of thee." So God is a God that spares us, and he always preserves us because we are people that serve him. "And there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land, and the number of your days I will fulfill." That is God speaking. He said, "Because you serve me, I will fulfill your days. Because you serve me, because you have been serving me, you cannot die like a chicken." You know, chicken, when they are going on the road, the car is going, they just crash them. And the person will just look at it from the windscreen, or from the side mirror. Oh, this one is gone. He said, "You can't die like that because you are serving me." One of the major ways to enjoy preservation for life is kingdom stewardship. "I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I've never seen a righteous man. I've never seen a person serving God and is ridiculed. But I've seen many who have refused to serve God, and then they have nothing to show." Listen, coming to church is not service. When you come to church, God has come. You have come for God to service you. You have come to receive blessing. "I've been praying all day to for God to release his blessing to you tonight," which I know he's going to do that, and he has already started that in the name of Jesus. You have come to receive blessing. It is when you are doing something in the house of God that you are serving. So sitting down is not service. Being in attendance, you are not doing God a favor. You did not do the church a favor by coming here. You came for God to bless your life. So it's not a favor. It's not a big deal you came. If you are not here, somebody else will be here. Thank God you are here. Thank God for your life. But God doesn't depend on any of us. It is you're doing something in the house of God. Using the camera, singing, preaching. You are a cell leader, assistant cell leader, or cell secretary, in the security, in the choir, in one department or another, doing something worthwhile that makes you to really say you qualify for long life. It's not just coming to church. Where's your church? That's your church. That's my church. And then you are there six years, 5 years, many, many, many years to be counted. Even God there before the pastor self. Yet, there's nothing to show in terms of contribution. Listen, life is about contribution. Somebody say, life is about contribution. Life is about your contribution. Life is about your contribution. In Psalms 89, verse 20, the Bible says, "I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him." David was qualified for the oil of preservation because he was a servant. "I have found David my servant." No, I have found David the king. Or I have found David the Alan poser. People think coming to church is about posing. No! People think coming to church is just about wearing a uniform or driving a good car. No! Coming to church is about serving God and serving the interest of his kingdom. So the next time they call evangelism, it's not a time for you to run away. It's not a time for you to run away. It's a time for you to embrace evangelism. It's a time for you to embrace serving God. Taking care of the children is part of it. And many other departments in the church, God has made so much available for us to do. You won't believe that in a church like this, we have people, some people in four departments, and we have some who have been there for many years and in zero department. Some are in four departments. This department, that department, that department. That tapping blessings from God at all costs, it will pay off for you. I say it will pay off for you. Did I hear you say a big amen? It will pay off for you. Friends, I know my future. It's not bad bragging or boasting. I know my future. If I continue to serve God this way, I know where we end. I know it. I'm not guessing about my future. I know it. Because you can't serve God and then you are wasted. You can't serve God and then you are stranded. No way. This serving God is so important to me. I told you the story many, many years ago. I was working in a particular organization and they sent me to Lagos for an assignment in our head office in Victoria Island. And as I finished, and as I continued with the assignment almost throughout the whole week, on Friday, I couldn't complete the assignment. So I called my direct boss that, sir, I've not finished this assignment, but I have to be back in church. This ministry had not started then. I was serving in a ministry as a pastor. And I said, sir, I have to be back in London because on Saturday morning at 7 a.m., I am coordinating something. The guy said, forget it. What do you mean? Rubbish. My friend, stay in Lagos and I finish the assignment for me, my friend. Is it the church that is paying you your salary that you are using to feed your family? Or we are the one paying you? I said, sir, with due respect, sir, God is the one paying me. He said, immediately you come back, you are sacked. Come and collect your sack later. I said, thank you, sir. And I caught. Immediately he dropped the phone. I took bus and I came back to my base. I got in around 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. in the night. By 7 a.m., I did my assignment in the church. I did not even think about the sack at all. I did not even think about the sack that somebody will sack me. I knew it. If you sack me, I'm moving forward. If you sack me, God will give me something better. You must know who you serve. That's why there's nothing happening. I know in whom I believe. I will serve God, and then you now allow me to know shame. Impossible, impossible, can't. It can happen. God cannot fail. Turn to your neighbor and say, God cannot fail. Friends, that man is one of my best friends today, and a lot of things has passed between us in terms of assistance from me to him in the last few years. Many, many, many things which you can see here. He's very close to me. He's my friend. We call ourselves by name today. But he was my boss there. Threatening to sack me. If you serve God, you can never know shame. In the name of Jesus, you will never know shame. I say, in the name of Jesus, you will never know shame. As you serve God, you will eat from it. Your children will eat from it. Your children's children will eat from the benefits of your serving God. So your serving God is not a waste. Your serving God is not a show. You are not doing a show. You are in covenant with God. You are doing it with sense. You know it's impossible for you to serve him and then nothing happens in your life. It's impossible. As from today, your life will bring forth new testimonies. I say your life will bring forth new testimonies. So the next time evangelism is called, embrace it. Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye, not sit ye. Not quickly escape ye. Not quickly start your car and disappear ye. No. 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 Last week Saturday after the breakthrough encounter, I was out with my protocol. We're out together. We're out together. Not just let them go. No, we're out together. And this week, even before Sunday, again, it must be done. It's a must. Go ye, not sit ye. Not escape ye to go and eat. Or escape ye to go and do something. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Go ye. Influence somebody. Talk to somebody. Embrace somebody. Encourage them to come to his house. It's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. As you serve God, you have qualified for preservation. As you serve God, you have qualified for preservation. I've told you the story before. Armed robbers came to our area. They robbed almost all the houses around us. In the morning, they came to knock our gate. They said, sorry about what happened yesterday. How many hours they spent here? I said, who? They said, the people that came here and robbed everybody. I said, they didn't get here. We don't know. I slept. I did not even know. I did not even know. When they got to that gate, they saw, this gate, if somebody's having God that is here, please, we can't stay here. Let's go to the next gate. That is how God will spare you in all the troubles coming. I said, that is how God will spare you in all the troubles coming. That is how God will spare you in all the troubles coming. see how to enjoy divine covering. Number one, I said divine presence. Number two is kingdom service. Number three is staying under prophetic cover. Staying under your prophet. Your prophet is for your prophets. In Uzziah chapter 12 verse 13. Uzziah chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet he preserved them. So prophet is for your preservation. God gives you prophets to give you a covering. Can I tell you this? Every pastor must have his own pastor too. Or else he loses the cover. If you are a pastor and you don't have your own father too, you are a fatherless pastor, you have a problem. You are a father, you are a pastor, yet there is no... devil will beat the hell out of you. Because you don't have a cover. You don't have a cover. So, you must have a prophet. Staying under your God-ordained pastor and prophet facilitates your protection and preservation. There are many people in this church, for example, who would have been wasted for cheap. They just wasted. They just waste them for cheap. But because they are under a cover, they are preserved. One of our beloved sons here was kidnapped. They entered his office at gunpoint and kidnapped him, put him inside the boot, and drove him off. This is a true life story. You've heard the story before. And while he was on the way, somehow, by God's hand, somebody say God's hand, the boot opened. He jumped out of the car, moving car. He did not get injured. None of his bones was broken. I mean, a car moving at top speed. People were pursuing the car. He jumped out. He did not have any bone broken. Eyes was intact. He even became more handsome after the event. And they got the car back. The car rescued. The man rescued. Everything rescued. That is how God will rescue you today. I say that is how God will rescue you today. I mean, friends, if you really want to be preserved, you have to stay under your cover. Friend, I'm under that cover and I'm under it permanently. And it shows. It shows you can't see me and deny where I come from. If you know where I come from, if you see me, say, this person is from this place. Your cover. Once you lose your cover, you are gone. You are finished. You are gone. Nonsense. What is it? I'm a man of myself. I'm a woman of myself. Nobody can tell me anything. You are joking. You are. He that breaketh the edge, the serpent will bite. Devil will not be able to bite you. Once you move out of your God-ordained cover, out of jagajagaciousness, out of headiness, out of lack of humility, you are done for. You are done for. My prayer for you is that God will preserve you. I say God will preserve you. The humility to stay under your God-ordained cover, receive it today in the name of Jesus. The kind of attack I've had since I became a pastor, if I didn't have a cover, I would have been gone. There are some we can't share here. We only share the small ones here. The ones we share here are the ones that will not make you afraid. And those that want to join ministry will not make them scared. That's why we don't share those other ones. If I tell you some, you say, lie ye, me only she. If there was no cover, I would have been gone. God will continue to cover you under his shadows. God will continue to cover you under his wings. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Number four, divine covering, way to divine covering is build your faith. If you want to be covered, you have to build your faith. Your faith is an important security to your destiny. You cannot be protected by God if you lack faith. Peter was able to walk on water when he had faith. When he began to doubt, he began to sink. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's how to build your faith. You must have a very massive appetite for God's word. Massive appetite. Studying the Bible. Reading extensively. Listening to messages. Buying messages like you are buying. There's nothing I have in this world like messages. I don't have anything in this world like messages and books. That's the greatest asset. That is the greatest asset. My wife once told me something, and I laughed. I just laughed. He said, my dear, there's nothing you don't want to give me if I ask. But I see that you don't play with your books, your materials. If I ask you for this one, you'll be looking at it and asking me for it very soon. Because I don't play with it, that's why. I can give you to read, but you give it back to me on time. Return it back, and it must not tear. And she knows that. So she's also very, very smart. When I buy books, she will now write Kuforiji Library. She will not put Pastor Kuforiji Library. She will put Kuforiji Library. So I can remember that it's a joint venture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has built her so well from massive reading. Massively reading. Massively. Massively reading. You want to enjoy protection, you have to be a person that is studious so that your faith can be high. Your faith can be solid. Your faith can be massive. When our firstborn was born, one night we were sleeping in the room and there was physical lightning inside his cot. Physical lightning. Not that maybe it was raining. It was not raining. Physical lightning. Inside his foot. We were not sleeping. No. It was dark. We switched off the light and we saw it live. Physical. I mean, it was like, it's like an unimaginable thing. Like those Yoruba movies. Physical lightning inside a new baby's cot. Wickedness of men. If you don't have faith, that kind of thing, just be crying. They want to kill me. When they cannot kill me, they want to kill my baby. I know they do again, oh. I know they do again, oh. But when your faith is built up, you are strong. You turn it to a testimony. Every challenge you are going through today shall turn to you as a testimony. Every problem you are going through today, will turn to you as a testimony. Did I hear you say a big amen? So build your faith. Have a massive hunger for the word of God. Let your heart be running after the word of God. Sleep not except you have digested the word of God. Drink not except you are taking something in from the word of God. Don't overly feed your flesh to the detriment of your spirit. Don't overly feed your flesh to the detriment. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. And I think that's Luke chapter 4 verse 4 also. For somebody here today, it's a new day for you in Jesus' name. I say it's a new day for you in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? What am I on now? Number 5, way to divine covering, and I need to double up now because of time. I'm enjoying the preaching and you are enjoying receiving it. Hallelujah. If you are being blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. Divine covering by the hand of the Lord. Way to it, number 5, is watch your lifestyle. Your lifestyle affects your destiny. Not everybody that died because of the wickedness of the devil. Some died because their destiny was wasted by their lifestyle. If your lifestyle is a rubbish lifestyle to be with, somebody sent something to me on the internet of a young boy in Lautech here. I don't know if some of you saw it. Who was a Yahoo Plus boy. Who was barking like a dog. You saw it? Oh yeah, you saw it. Wonderful. He sat down on the floor. He said the guy has 4 cars or 5 cars. 5 cars. He has 5 cars. He's a student of Lautech here. He has 5 cars. And he sat down near one of the car, massive car. And he was barking like a dog. I wanted to show you tonight, but I didn't have the time to connect with the media people. It's on my phone. He sat down and it was like a real dog. I have a dog at home. He was barking like my Spike. Just like the dog I have at home. And these girls and boys around were calling his name. They were calling his name. They were calling his name. Before you know it, he just fell down and he kaput. Once you use your life anyhow, you exit on time. In my place, they say they are trying to take a small chicken or cover, preserve a small chicken from going to go and eat at a dump. You say, they don't want me to enjoy my life. Everything we tell us here is for your own good. If I tell you, don't smoke, I won't be there if you are smoking, so it won't affect me. It won't affect me. If I tell you, don't womanize, don't manize. Oh, you just said that one. Do it right. Don't steal. Don't misbehave. Watch your lifestyle. Don't go to club. I can't remember attending any party as an undergraduate, except the one I had a small get together when I was, when I was 21 or so. I can't remember attending any party. Many massive parties everywhere. So I'll allow them to party my life away, Abby. They should party my life away. And I'll now return back to my home without certificates. You're going to buy me, Jay. Alone, Jay. Eh? So going up and down and doing all these jagga-jagga justice is just a way of ruining one's lifestyle. If you really want to live long, there are some things you need. For example, if you eat anyhow, if you are a man, you eat anyhow, you eat your wife out food at home, you eat anyhow, before you even get home, you are eating five times. You already took five meals before you get home. Then your wife also prepared pounded yam for you. You ate pounded yam again. At night, you take another chicken peri-peri, you take juice, you mix ice cream with custard, you mix it, you have bread beside it, ShopRite bread, you know, you put butter there, and jam. You put butter, jam, and egg, everything together. What is it? What's the problem? What are you pursuing? Are you in a competition for fatness? What is it? Or you are a woman. Everybody in the house doesn't finish their food. You say, I don't want this food to waste. You now pack everything together. You now eat it. Are you the refrigerator? Are you the freezer? What is the problem? When it's not as if you are the freezer? Are you the freezer that you preserve the food? Your stomach has now become a fridge, Abby. You are overeating. You are damaging your health. That's why fasting is very good. You relax your muscles. The organs that process food, you allow them to relax. You allow them to relax. You will live long. That's why the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Without wisdom, a man is undirected. Lives a wasted life. You will not live a wasted life. I say you will not live a wasted life. You will not live a wasted life. So watch your lifestyle. Watch the way you live. Watch the way you live so that your life can be elongated. There's no big manism in having tasted all the good genes and brandies in the world. There's nothing to profit from it. The only thing there is the damaging of your kidneys and the damaging of your pancreas and the damaging of sensitive parts of your body. The damaging of your liver. There's nothing to profit from it. Those that did it yesterday, where are they today? I said, those that did it yesterday, where are they today? They are wasted. They are wasted. Wasted. I went for one program in Abeokuta, a burial of somebody. In a burial ceremony, and two guys, men that I know very well, one an engineer, one a doctor, they went to a corner and they were smoking. And they were over 60. And one of them was coughing. And was he coughing? Even if they curse you with sin, they curse you where you must do it, at least your brain should be able to say, no. You are already coughing. That tells you that something is affected already. I still continue. Like an addiction. May God deliver such people in the name of Jesus. I say, may God deliver such people in the name of Jesus. So if you really want divine covering, watch, God will not waste his time with somebody who is not ready to live a good life. God will not waste his time with somebody who is not ready to live according to his precepts. Not waste his time. If the person is born again and the person just wants to waste his life, then he will wait for the person and welcome the person home early. But why do you need to go home early when you are going to be there all your life? Why don't you fulfill your destiny here? Watch your lifestyle. 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 So that your lifestyle does not destroy your destiny. And number six, where I will stop tonight on the issue of divine covering, is take the communion regularly. The communion is the body and the blood of Jesus, and it's a major medium for the enhancement of longevity and divine covering. In Matthew 28, verse 26 to 27, Matthew 26, verse 26 to 27, the Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my blood. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye of it. The body and the blood of Jesus is an instrument of preservation. It's an instrument of preservation. I'm trusting God that after this fast, I was thinking of it yesterday, that I wish to be breaking bread every blessed day. Every blessed day. Every blessed day. Because the more you take in the body and the blood of Jesus, the more preserved you are. The more secure your destiny is. The enemy sees you, say, no, it's not this one I'm looking for. No, the devil is going around seeking who he may devour. But when he gets to you, he sees the blood of Jesus mixed with your blood. He will say, no, this one, I can't kill him now. I can't give this lady cancer. I can't give her breast cancer. I can't give her eye problem. She has the body and the blood of Jesus in her veins. And Jesus said, continue to do this thing. No, do it in memory of me. Don't get tired of taking my blood. Don't get tired of taking. The people of the other side, they know how to use their own equipments very well. They will put some around their body like this. They will put one around their arms. They put some as a chain. They will put some rings. Christians don't know how to use their gadgets. And one of the major tools to cover you is the tool of the communion. And tonight, the table is set, and I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. Somebody blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. And all the days of your life, you will be enjoying divine covering. All the days of your life, you'll be enjoying divine covering. All the days of your life, you'll be enjoying divine covering. Evil coming in front, you will not meet up with it. Evil coming at the back will not meet up with you. Evil coming from the sides will not meet up with you. In the name of Jesus, every attack of the wicked that wants to break your divine covering, be removed in the name of Jesus. God will continue to protect you. He will continue to protect your family. He will continue to protect your children. He will continue to protect your destiny. The preservation of the Lord will continue to rest upon you. Listen, on the road you are preserved. In the air you are preserved. Anywhere you go, you are preserved. On motor car or Okada, anywhere you go, you are preserved. Your blood will not be shed in the name of Jesus. Your blood will not be shed in the name of Jesus. The preservative power of God will preserve and protect you. All the days of your life, it is done. Give Jesus a big clap. It's worthy. It's worthy. It's worthy. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Give him praise tonight. We're about to go into prayers. We'll just take a worship song and then we'll go into intercessions tonight. And I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. In the name. Lift your hands and thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Eze, you are worthy of our praise.
Eze, you are worthy of my praise.
You are worthy of voice and thank Him for the word He has sent to you tonight. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Thank God for tonight. Appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Worthy, 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 worthy are You, Lord. Thank You, Father. You are worthy. You are faithful. You are kind. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the honor. Give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Give Him praise, 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 give Him praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Is somebody ready to pray tonight? I want you to pray with vigor and with vitality. I want you to provoke the covering of the Lord. Hold on 1 second. I want you to provoke the covering of the Lord in the place of prayer. And I know that as you do that, I see God renewing His covering upon your life in the name of Jesus. You will say, "Oh Lord, cover me with Your mighty hand in the rest of 2019. Lift your voice and pray. Cover me with Your mighty hand in the rest of 2019.
Open your mouth and pray. You can do better. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Lekwa barabadosh, ezakopara, kaposhata, masikete, ibrasu sasasa. Open your mouth and pray. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, "My Father, I cannot hear You." You say, "My Father, no weapon fashioned against me for the rest of this year, 2019, shall prosper." Open your mouth and begin to pray. "Father, no weapon fashioned against me for the rest of this year, 2019, shall prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus." I want you to open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. I want you to open your mouth and pray. As you are saying it, God is doing it. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, Father, I condemn them. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Every form of satanic arrow fashioned against me, fashioned against my family, fashioned against my career, fashioned against my ministry, fashioned against my family, fashioned against my marriage, fashioned against my finances, they shall not prosper. 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 I want you to open your mouth and pray. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against my family shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against my children shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against my spouse shall prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you are engraced to condemn them. I want you to pray. The Bible says, you shall not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalketh by the noonday. 1,000 shall fall by your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. They shall not come near unto you. Only with your eyes you will see the work of the wicked. Father, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper.
Jehovah.
For the rest of this year, 2019, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Father, every form of satanic arrow, every form of satanic affliction, fashion against my life, fashion against my family, fashion against my result, Father, I condemn them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you can do better.
Thank you, Father.
You can do better. You can do better. You can do better.
In
Father
Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Father, you say, I plead the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus
on my path this year.
On my path this year,
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus
on my path this
on
year.
On my path this
open
year,
open your mouth and begin to pray.
Open your mouth
and begin to pray. The Bible says, when I said the blood, I will pass you over. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus upon my path. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my path this year. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is ordained for your preservation. The blood of Jesus is ordained for your preservation. The blood of Jesus is ordained for your protection. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. The blood of Jesus is ordained for your preservation. The blood of Jesus is ordained for your protection. The blood of Jesus is ordained for your safety. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. When I say the blood, I will pass it over. When I say the blood, the angel of destruction will pass it over. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus on my path this year. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, in my family, there shall be no loss. I can hear you. Father, in my family, there shall be no loss. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Lima kuba remate. Rakada mashika lemamo. Gota repa pasakalia. Saporema sataye. Lepa shata. Kapo shata. Marele barosha. Shuanga barosha. Letata barosha. Father. And this year, there shall be no loss. No loss of life. No loss of property. No loss of spouses. No loss of children. No loss of job. No loss of life. No loss of career. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Pastor, I believe that it shall be unto me. Even as I was told, that there shall be no loss. There shall be no loss. No loss of properties. No loss of life. No loss of children. No loss of pregnancy. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Your life will not be lost in accident. Your life will not be lost in delivery. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. I want you to shout a louder amen. Shout a thunderous amen. You are going to say, my Father, none of my bones shall be broken. None of my bones shall be broken. None of my bones shall be broken. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The devil wants to waste your destiny. He wants to break your bone. My bones shall not be broken. The
none of my bones shall be broken. None of my bones shall be broken. La kwata kaka kaka kaka.
None of my bones shall be broken. The Bible says, none of his bones shall be broken. When it was time for them to break the bones of Jesus, they got there. They could not break the bone. Because they could not break the bones of Jesus, my bones shall not be broken. The bones of my family shall not be broken. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. You are going to say, my Father, my Father. I want you to shout like somebody that has a Father in heaven. The Bible says, our Father who art in heaven. I want you to lift up your voice like somebody who means the business. You say, my Father, my Father. All satanic arrows sent against me, I command them to go back to sender. Open your mouth and pray. Every form of evil harrow sent against my life, go back to sender. Evil harrow, go back to sender. Arrow of affliction, go back to sender. Arrow of miscarriage, go back to sender. Arrow of poverty, go back to sender. Arrow of disappointment, go back to sender. Arrow of premature death, go back to sender. Arrow of bankruptcy, go back to sender. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Arrow of oppression, go back to the sender. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Bible says, in the ticket the bishop for the arena, and whatsoever break the hex, the serpent shall bite it. Every form of satanic arrow fashioned against me, go back to sender.
Mighty name we are praying. Oh Logun Loluwa.
Oh Logun Loluwa. Oluwa ni orukọ rẹ.
Oh Logun Loluwa.
Your right hand and say, every battle against my life that wants to eliminate my life, today you are terminated. Lift your voice and pray. Every battle against my life, battle that is pursuing my life to death, Father, kill them. Every battle against my children, battle against my welfare, battle against my testimony, battle against my long life. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This one is an individualistic prayer and also for your family, the two together. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I decree I will not die. In my family, nobody will die in the rest of 2019. Lift your voice and pray. My obituary must not come out. My obituary will not come out. La ga 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 ga. Jaya ga ga ra da ka to ba ga de ge de gro do be ge de ga da ga de ge do bra de ga dash. La kla da ga ga zo bre de ge desh. Ita gra do go to bre ke te ge de go do bra ga dash. Pray. Pray. I cannot die now. I have not fulfilled my destiny. I cannot die now. 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 Nobody in my family will die. Mention the name of your loved ones. My father will not die. My husband will not die. My wife will not die. My pastor will not die. My children will not die. Pray, 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 pray. Oh God, pray very well. 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 Cannot die now. I am preserved in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You will say, Father, via your mighty hand, protect all my journeys in July, in August, in September, in October, in November 2019. Oh God, preserve my journeys. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Journey in the city, journey out of the city, journey out of the country, journey everywhere. Father, preserve my journey. Father, preserve my journey. Father, preserve my journey. Father, preserve my journey. Preserve my journey. Guide my steps. Guide my steps. Guide my steps. Guide my steps. Order my steps. In your word, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will not fear any evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In our days, we are seeing massiveness of brutality and evil. What we are seeing in our days now, they have never seen it before. You can be going on the main road, or your enemies going on the main road, and then all sorts of people just come out and push them to all sorts of brutalities, wickedness, young people using their friends for rituals. Their friend in the same class using them for rituals, killing people, murders, all kinds of brutalities are out there now, and it has become worse. But the internet has allowed us to be seeing them more now. How many of us agree with me? Because from the internet, you can see a lot of those things happening. You are going to pray. Father, every form of brutality and evil planned against me, those that dig a pit for me will fall inside it. Those planning evil for me will fall inside it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Those who are planning evil for my family, let them fall inside it. If death is sweet, let them taste it. If sickness is sweet, oh Lord, let them taste it. If kidnapping is sweet, let them taste it. Everyone planning evil for me, Father, Lord, let them fall inside the trap they have set for me. Those who are setting trap for me, let them fall inside the trap they have set for me. Those setting trap for me, let them fall inside the trap they have set for me. Pray. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Those planning wickedness for me, let them fall inside what they said for me. Let them fall inside the plan. What they plan for me, they will benefit from it. Pray. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. those planning evil for me, let them fall inside what they plan for me. Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Did I hear you say a big amen?
Amen?
One major thing that causes the covering to be removed from the life of a man or a woman is sin. Balak hired Balaam to curse the children of Israel. And he said, I can't curse the person that God has blessed. I can't curse them because God has blessed them, because they are walking righteously. But the Bible says at a point he advised, if you want these people to be, for the covering to be removed, he said introduce sin. And when sin was introduced, 24,000 people died in one day. 24,000 one day they died because of sin. You are going to pray, Father, deliver me from sin. Deliver me from iniquity. Help me to walk in righteousness. Help me to please you. Don't let sin kill me. Don't let sin destroy me. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pray, pray, pray very well, pray very well, pray very well. Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Numbers 25 verse 9, 24,000 people died in one single day because they refused to change. They've been hearing the word, Numbers 25 verse 9. They've been hearing, but they said, no, we will not change. And those that died in the plague, God sent them. Initially, in Numbers 23, they could not kill them. They could not destroy them. They searched and searched. They could not kill them. But in Numbers 35 verse 9, after they began to sin, after they went deeper into sin, in one single day, 24,000 just died like that. You will pray, Father, give me the grace to never to go back to my vomit. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to follow the right path. To follow the right path to ensure divine covering. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Give me the grace to continue to follow the right path. I must not ruin my life. I must not ruin my life. I must not use my own hand to ruin my own life. I must not use my own hand to ruin my own life. I must not use my own hand to ruin my own life. I must not use my own hand to ruin my own life. In Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.